Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Anna Radilat is our friend from CT Mirror.
She is.
Covers Washington. And did you withstand all 3 hours of the debate last night, Anna?
Yes, sir.
Wow. God bless you.
Jeez, girl.
It seems from reading the reports that last night Elizabeth Warren was on the grill and was the one who most of the candidates were taking shots at. Is that how you read it?
Yes, voters may not have her as the front runner, but I think the people on stage did consider her,
right,
or treated her as if she were. And most of their attacks focused on the senator from Massachusetts.
Let me ask you this about Joe Biden. You know, I mean, the fact of the matter is, the stories you read, and a lot of this stuff just gets, you know, thrown out there. Is he in decline to a degree from your estimation? Polls don't necessarily say that.
No, they show Warren rising at the expense of other candidates, but his numbers remain steady. And of course, you know, the big card he has to play is that in South Carolina, where there are a lot of black voters, you know, he does very well, better, much better by exponentially than the other candidates.
Wow.
So, you know, he's got some cards in his pocket, and his numbers aren't going down. It's just that Warren's have gone up.
How did Warren respond to the criticism last night?
I think she did fairly well. Afterwards, she was asked, you know, did it bother you? And she kind of shook it off, saying this is all part of the routine, and really,
wonderful,
you know, it's making me tougher for the big battle, which is against Trump, which I thought was a good answer to that. I think she did, you know, considering the attacks, she did, you know, fairly well. She has trouble explaining where, you know, the money will come from,
right, right,
Medicare for All.
Yeah.
She dances around that a lot. She does not want to say it's going to come in higher taxes for people, but if you're not paying premiums, if you're not paying co-payments and
more taxes, got to be. Won't work otherwise.
You know, it's got to be, the money has to come from somewhere.
Does this, Anna, does this really have, I guess it does to a degree if you're a front runner, but, you know, Iowa's not that far away. Does it actually have any effect on primary outcomes?
I think it does.
Okay.
I think, you know, it may, I can't really tell, but I think people do remember things they saw at the debate.
Okay.
Now, but in Iowa, though, people are very accustomed to having all these candidates arrive at their front door. So that's kind of a, you know, kind of a bad, maybe
In
Iowa than in other primary states, because so much attention is focused in both Iowa and New Hampshire, where, you know, people have their candidates in their kitchen.
Leave me alone.
Right.
Just leave me alone.
Exactly. Did the I word come up last night?
The I word.
Impeachment?
Impeachment, yes. And I think there's, you know, kind of consensus that it's a good thing amongst the candidates. I don't think there was any you know, light between the candidates on that one.
Okay. And you know, I think the thing is, Anna, looking down the road again, is I'm not sure that it necessarily helps a candidate per se to do well, but it can sure kill you if you blow up.
Yes, I think that is true. You know, Mr. Steyer, who did not do very well last night compared to, you know, the other candidates.
Right.
You know, I think he needed to do better, you know, and but Beto O'Rourke had some tussling with Mayor Pete.
Right, right.
So, you know, it may help weed out the field.
See, I think Beto's about over. I really do, Robert Francis. I think he's through.
Did anybody else play themselves out? Or do you think these type of things, they don't really I don't know. It just seems like you don't make points, and you don't, unless you do something hideously wrong.
Yeah.
You're not going to be out because of your performance in a debate.
Well, you know, it was Harris's performance that helped her raise money.
Right.
Right. That's right. You're right.
Right. You know, yep. Warren, you know, because I think she held her own, you know, that may help her win money. And, you know, although she's now saying she's going to give some of it back and not take money from certain CEOs.
Right. Big donors. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it could, you know, it does help, you know, it raise money, raise profile. People remember you on the issues from these debates. You know, everybody knows that Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, they like Medicare for all. That's a way to get the message out.
There you go. And, you know, that a lot of, I mean, that's the whole thing in a sense, Anna, is what do you really learn from these things? And are they, aside from attacking each other, and maybe their position, but is it really a debate? I don't think it is.
Well, that's a good point. You know, it is a platform for the candidates.
There you are.
It is a chance for them to beat up on other candidates.
Well, that's true. That's fun.
But, you know, sometimes there are questions that the moderators pose that the candidates weren't expecting, and you learned something.
What do you think we will find? Will all these candidates be on stage in the next debate?
November, yeah.
I think at least three will probably not be on stage.
Who do you think? Come on. Come on.
I don't know. I don't want to say. I really don't want to say.
You're being coy.
But, you know, probably the ones that didn't do the best in this debate.
Right.
Won't be on the stage next time.
You know who's got the hardest thing there is, you mentioned him just a moment ago, is Steyer, because he is a billionaire. And so when you have somebody shooting at billionaires, it's kind of like, well, but I'm not that kind of billionaire. How do you get around that?
Well, I think, you know, he has his bona fides amongst the progressives already.
Yeah,
he
big into environment.
You know, he can say, point to the impeachment thing and say,
it's true.
Look, I was the first one to really press this.
And he was.
I fought party leadership on this. I put my money down on all these, you know, ads. And he continues to run ads for the party.
All right.
Right.
And that's, you know, that's what money can do.
Isn't it wonderful?
Very good. Anna, thanks for your insight. We
thanks.
Always appreciate
always
it. Have a good day.
Thanks for having me on.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.